my daughter.
Hi, and welcome to Money and My Daughter, the personal finance podcast for young parents. My name's Jared Locke, and I'm the father of a two-year-old daughter. I also write articles helping young parents manage their money. I've been published in Mamma Mia, Business Insider, and the Australian Financial Review. In today's podcast, we're looking at saving money and the important role it plays in our personal finances, with the help of the story of Ed Sheeran and his monthly allowance. Why are we looking at saving money? Well, put simply, the more money we save, the more money we have. And the more money we have, the more options we have to use that money to achieve the financial goals we have for ourselves and our children.
Definition.
The definition of saving money is literally income that isn't spent. And the methods of saving include putting money aside in a deposit account, a retirement account, an investment fund, or as cash. And in Australia, superannuation is actually forced saving for retirement.
What can it do for you?
What can saving money do for you? Well, saving money moves you closer towards the goals you have for yourself and your children. And as you save money towards those goals, you get this sense of achievement as you reach milestones. For example, reaching $2,000 in savings towards a $3,000 goal for a family holiday. Growing your savings also empowers you with options. The more money you save, the more options you have to achieve your goals and the goals you have for your children. As a general rule, we should save as much of our income as we can. And if you're looking for a guide, aim for 10% or more of your income.
My story.
A story about me and savings is my coin tub. While I was at university, I had an old honey tub, which I kept in my bedroom cupboard. And I called it my coin tub. Every day when I came home, I would put any coins I had in my pocket in that tub. And every few months, the tub would get full and I would take it to the bank to deposit into my account. And there'd be around $300 in it each time. At first, I used the money to buy something significant for myself, like new designer jeans or new headphones, etc. But as I started to develop financial goals, like buying my first property, I put the coin tub money towards saving money for those. And today, I still put money in the coin tub, but I use it towards saving for my daughter's education.
Fast fact.
A fast fact about savings is that many banks now offer a roundup savings feature. And the way this works is that your bank automatically rounds up any card or digital wallet purchase or charge, like a bill, to the nearest dollar and moves that rounded up change into the savings account you've chosen. So for example, a charge of $4.60 would receive a 40 cent roundup to make the total charge an even $5, while a charge of $2.50 would round up by 50 cents to $3. And a few transactions a day will actually result in around $50 saved each month, which ends up being over $600 over a year.
Story.
Our celebrity story for this episode is about Ed Sheeran. Ed Sheeran was born in 1991 in England, and in 2011 he was signed by Asylum Records and released his first album called Plus, which included hit songs The A-Team and You Need Me, I Don't Need You. Today, Ed Sheeran is 29 years old and one of the world's best-selling music artists, having sold more than 150 million records worldwide. As for money, his estimated net worth is £170 million, which is around 330 million Australian dollars. So, massive. Even with all that money, Ed is a disciplined saver. And in 2014, it was reported that Ed gives himself a £1,000, or approximately 2,000 Australian dollar, spending budget a month. Rather than spending his money chasing a luxury lifestyle, according to reports, Ed invests a lot into property. According to UK publisher The Sun, Ed owns 27 properties, bought for a total £57 million, or 110 million Australian dollars. And in an interview in 2017, Ed said that a lot of his money actually goes to charity or to children's hospitals near where he lives. So, what we've just learned about Ed Sheeran is that even though he makes a lot of money, he also saves and invests a lot of money, which goes back to a lot of what we've been talking about so far in this episode.
Celebrity clip.
The celebrity clip today is a short quote from Ed Sheeran. And the quote is Ed Sheeran's response to a question he was asked about why he still uses the same bank account he had as a teenager. And it gives us a really good insight into why he is such a good saver. And here's the quote. "I've not upgraded because I don't spend much money. If I had all my money in one account, I would spend it all. So I get an allowance, maybe a grand. I spend most of it on taxis."
What do we know?
So now that we've heard all of this, what do we know? Well, we know that the more money we save, the more money we have. And as we save more money, we have more options to achieve our goals and the goals we have for our children. If you're looking for a guide on how much of your money to save, aim for 10% or more. One way to help do this is by using the Roundup savings feature offered by a number of banks. And remember that even Ed Sheeran gives himself a spending allowance.
Next episode.
In the next episode of the Money and My Daughter podcast, we're going to look at investing money. If this is your first episode of Money and My Daughter, I strongly encourage you to listen to the previous episodes. This podcast takes a step-by-step approach to building young parents' knowledge and confidence with money. So each episode builds on the information from the previous episodes. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Money and My Daughter. If you like it, please copy the episode link and share it in your mum's or dad's WhatsApp group. If you're feeling extra generous, please subscribe and leave a review. I also need to say that the information shared in Money and My Daughter is general in nature and does not consider your individual circumstances. Money and My Daughter exists purely for educational purposes only and should not be relied upon to make an investment or a financial decision. That's all for this episode, and look forward to sharing the next episode of Money and My Daughter with you next week. Bye.